God is willing and ready to do miracles for those who dare to believe. No. I'm not talking hypothetically. I'm talking about ironclad, true, tangible miracles. I'm talking about God doing supernatural wonders. I'm talking about God interrupting the cycle of trouble. I'm talking about God interfering with the problems and bringing remedy. I'm talking about his mighty hand touching and healing the infirmed bodies and bringing your body back to full strength. I don't hear anybody here. Bringing the body back to full strength. When God does something, he does it completely. God does it completely. God doesn't halfway heal. The touch of God is something that is so powerful. Hallelujah. That the whole body's got to respond. The mind, the soul, the will, the physical, the spiritual, it's got to respond because that is the power of our God. That's the power of our God. And God will do wonders among you. All you've got to do is tell him yes. All you've got to do is surrender. Because a surrendered life can get the miracles from God. God blesses the surrendered life. Hallelujah. In Joshua, the third chapter, I use that all the time. God said, sanctify yourselves. Because on tomorrow, God will do wonders among you. You are in your tomorrow right now. That's okay. All I need is about two or three people to believe. Let everybody else wander in your desert. But those who are at the place of faith, you are in your tomorrow today. To those of you that are holding on by faith, you are automakas. You are in your tomorrow today. To those who are sitting back saying, I heard this before, or giving that plat, you know, that little plat, that pat. You can wander around your same mountain another lap. But for those of us who have been around that mountain long enough, it's time for us to go into the miraculous place of God's provision. Stop. Time for us to go into the miraculous place of God's provision. Y'all, he has given us some exceeding and precious promises. That means he's sitting back. And I want to attribute this human element that really does not fit God. But he sits back anxious to do for us what he's promised. But he can't do it until we believe. He cannot make known and manifest the things that he's prepared until we are at the place of faith to believe. Till we're at the place of faith to say, I throw all caution to the wind and I believe you, God. This mountain seems insurpassable, but I believe you, God. My problems have been long term, but I believe you, God. And if you say it's the day of miracles, I believe you, God. If you change the order of this service just for me, I believe you, God. If you change the sermon just for my sake, believe you, God. Do I have anybody here that believes? I want you to hear me. Only by faith will you receive a miracle. It will not happen by mistake. It happens intentionally by your faith. I don't hear anybody here. What you believe, you will receive. It is on your faith that God moves. Give me 10 more minutes. Hallelujah. And you cannot just receive by hearing what I'm saying. You've got to receive by believing what I'm saying. As hard as your situation is, as difficult as your problem is, ain't nothing for God. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 32:17. He said, ah, Lord God. That first statement means I'm in awe of you. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and by your stretched out arm. And there is nothing to Obabaha, I'm preaching to me. And there is nothing to, it's hard for a preacher when the message is ringing in him to deliver to you without him rejoicing. I'm trying to keep it sane so this way you can comprehend, but I'm already hearing it in my spirit. There is nothing too hard for you, God. He said the word, nothing. There is no thing that's too hard for you to do. So my greatest problem is easy for you. My greatest struggle is easy for you. I will not be bound by fear, for fear strengthens my problem. Fear strengthens your struggle. Fear increases your problem. So I got to get rid of fear. And I got to learn how to walk in faith. For the just. For the just shall live by faith. So God lets some things happen to us, sits back and allows some things to surmount just to activate our faith. God will sit back and let the storm come while he watches and see you struggling in the sea and won't move because he wants your faith to be activated, not your fear. He wants your faith to be activated and not your fear. So he will let you struggle until your faith kicks in. Yes, he will. Fourth watch of the night, he gets up from the mountain, walks on the water, storm still raging. Their fear had overcome them. But he's got to provoke the faith. So he's got to show up in the storm. Somebody say, show up, Jesus. He shows up in the storm. He doesn't stop the storm. He shows up. Isn't that just like God? He doesn't stop the problem before he comes. He shows up in the height of the problem. In the midst of the fire. He's the fourth man in the fire. He doesn't stop the flame. He steps into the flame. Just to let three Hebrew boys know that there's a miracle in the fire. I'm preaching. God is preaching this to me. There's a miracle in your fire. So God doesn't put out the flame. He comes into the fire with you. like you. Somebody put a praise on this. He has a habit of showing up in the turmoil. So he has to walk on the water. Walks on the sea. Walks on the chopping, crashing waves. Walks against the wind. Walks against being soaked by the rain. Walks against the noise of the thunder. Walks despite the flash of the lightning. He gets in the storm. He could have stopped the storm from coming, but he wanted to build up the faith. I hope I'm talking to somebody. Give you some explanation as to why you're going through. And when their fear causes them to panic, he's at a holler across the noise. God is hollering across the noise of your life. He has a holler across the noise of the waves crashing. Had to holler across the noise of the thunder. Had to holler across the noise of the wind. Don't be afraid. It's just me. God is saying the same thing today. Have faith and don't be afraid. It's just him. Y'all don't hear me. It's not Satan. It's not demons. It's the trying of your faith. He hollers to them, don't be afraid. It's just me. But he doesn't stop the storm. He gives them confidence that he's there. But he doesn't stop the storm. Because somebody's faith has got to be activated. Somebody's got to believe to see a miracle. I know you don't want to hear this. You want God to stop the storm. And God is saying, no, I want your faith to start. And he just stands there. He didn't even come to the boat. Stands there bobbing on the crashing waves. Feet soaked. Body soaked. Hair soaked. Wind blowing. And he doesn't go any further. Because he wants your faith to kick in. If he does it for you, you'll never do it for yourself. If he does it for you, your faith will never grow. Am I making sense to anybody? I gotta stop now, my time is up. And he stands there long enough. And 12 men on the boat. 11 of them are filled with fear. But one faith kicks in. Master! Waves still crashing, wind still blowing, rain still falling, thunder still rolling, lightning still flashing. If it really be you, bid me to come. That's what I came out here for. That's what I let the storm come for. That's the reason why I let it go this long. Because I knew that one body, somebody, was going to grab a hold of faith. And Jesus, bouncing on the water, says, hey, come on. He says, hey, come. 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 and he doesn't make a move, for the next move must be yours. He stands there, but he commands you to make the move. Let your faith cause you to walk. Let your faith in his word cause you to stand. I've said it before and I say it again. Peter didn't necessarily walk on the water. Peter walked on the word. Well, Pastor, you're going against the Bible. No, I'm not. He had to wait until he heard a word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. You can't have faith without hearing the word. Y'all not getting this? Peter's bouncing on the boat. Boat's about to capsize and boat's about to go under because of the water. But he's looking to Jesus. He's looking to Jesus. Death is all around, but he's looking to Jesus. The outlook doesn't look good, but he's looking to Jesus. If it's you, Lord, and you're standing on those waters, the same waters that are pummeling this boat, if it's you, Lord, let me come there. Let my faith cause me to see a miracle. With my name on it. If it be you, bid me come. Jesus cups his hands over his mouth, screams against the noise of the storm. And he threw fear aside, because fear and faith cannot coexist. There's nothing too hard for God. Fear and faith cannot coexist. So Peter, impetuous Peter, casts fear aside and does the unimaginable. Jumps over the side of the boat, expecting, not hoping it works, expecting to do just what Jesus did. And when he jumps off the water, off the boat, he lands on the water, and the water hardens under him. Still, it gyrates under him. Still, tossed by the storm under him. Still agitated, questing, but he's standing on it. God will cause you to stand on your problems. Problems that once were threatening you, now you stand on it. Show your dominance of the problem. Y'all don't hear me. When you stand on something, you show your dominance. Standing on the water. Because you cannot have a miracle without believing. This is the power of God that he wants to show to you. Oh, my time. I have to stop. This is what God wants to show you this Sunday, in this service, by this sermon. He wants you to see and understand that the miracles that he promised you are waiting on you. They're waiting on you. And I'm preaching to myself because God changed my message and gave me this impromptu. That means he wants me to hear it. And he wants me to live it. Miracles are sitting back waiting on me, waiting on you. The very miracles that he promised are sitting back waiting patiently. They'll get here soon. Hopefully, they believe they'll get here soon. And the miracle says, I'm not moving until they get here. Miracle says, I'm not moving until they get here. When they finally get the faith, I'll be here waiting on them. And they will find that the miracle is greater than the problem. I don't hear anybody here. They will find that the miracle is greater than the problem. I just want to come down here. They will find out that the miracle is greater than the problem. Jeremiah, and I will end here. Jeremiah 32, 17. Ah, Lord God. And I love these scriptures. Keisha, I love these scriptures because they show emotion. They're not sterile. These kind of scriptures are not sterile. They show emotion. They show the awe of Jeremiah at the power of God. The awe over the omnipotence of God. He's writing, and then all of a sudden in his writing, he just, ah, Lord God. Behold, we look around, we see everything. You have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. And when I look around, I realize there's nothing too hard for you. For you Christians that haven't gotten to that place of maturity yet, just watch us. Because we're walking away with the miracles. We're walking away with the miracles. There is nothing too hard for you. And that excited God. That kind of faith excited God. Y'all not hearing me. Good to see you, man. That kind of faith excited God. When your faith is at that level, God gets excited. And then God interrupts Jeremiah's writings in verse 27. And says, Jeremiah, you're right. Behold, I am the Lord. You're right, Jerry. I am the Lord. You're right, prophet. I am the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You gotta see God beat his own chest and give you confidence. Is there anything you're going through that's too hard?